Bishus, the Tamid Chachomim. The Mishnah begins, the Masechta begins, Or la'arbasur b'ikin es ha-chometz la'or aner. That by the or of arbasur, you have to check for chometz by the light of a candle. Rashi says, why are we checking for chometz? B'ikin shelo yavar lov b'bal yirah b'ayamotze. The reason we check for chometz is because we don't want to be over on the iser of b'al yirah b'ayamotze. Tosfos here asks the question that a person does bittul. If you do bittul chametz, so you're already not over on b'al yirah b'ayamotze. Midiraisa bittul ba'al masagi. So why is it that you need to do bedika? And a boydik tzorach shivatri, you can't tell me bedika is another option because bedika alone doesn't work. Bittul alone does work. So what are we doing bedika for bichlal? This is Tosfos's question. Says Tosfos, the reason why we do bedika, at least bizman hazeh, is because we're choishesh that if a person does bittul and he's got chametz laying all over his house, we're afraid maybe he'll end up eating it. After all, he's not used to refraining from eating chametz, and this is just a temporary thing. We're afraid he might end up eating his chametz. So there's a gzeira midrabanan, and because of that gzeira midrabanan, therefore, a person has to do bdika. It sounds like from Tosfos, and it's kimat nefurish in the end of Tosfos, that the din of bdika is not tied to Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. Tosfos says, even on chametz, that there is no Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. For example, chametz noik shor taruvais. There's a type of chametz where there's no Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. You still need to do bdika. Why? Because there's a chametz that even though I'm allowed to keep it in my house, I'm not allowed to eat it. So if the din bedika was because of Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh, if there's no din Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh, that's the way Rashi goes, l'chayra there should be no din bedika. However, Tosfos says that the din of bedika is shema yaveh la'ichlo, we're worried about eating it. Even on chametz, that there's no din Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh, we're going to have a problem if you're going to eat it. So therefore, bedika will go on that chametz also. This seems to be Tosfos' shita. According to Tosfos, the din that we have of bedikas chametz seems to be a din which is that we have a chshash, you shouldn't, that we're afraid you're going to eat it. Pshat in Rashi, many Rishonim say different variations pshat in Rashi, but they suggest the following thing. Maybe Rashi agrees that the din of bedikas is a takana midrabanan, but Rashi holds that takana midrabanan is because we're worried about Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. In other words, enachanami bittul. Maybe midiyoy raisa bittul is going to be good. Take care of Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. But midrabanan, we're worried that maybe it wasn't good enough. We'll start, for example, with the pshat of the Bar Tanura. Says the Bar Tanura, pshat in Rashi is we're afraid maybe he's going to be nimlach al bituloi, he'll be yimtza gluska yafel. See around there a very tempting piece of chametz. V'yimlach al bituloi v'yachshav aleh le'oichlo, want to eat it. V'yaver alav al bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Similar to what Tosfos says, but slightly different. Tosfos says we're afraid he's going to come to eat it. The Baal Tanura says he doesn't have to ever put it in his mouth. Just the fact that he thinks about eating it, he now undid his bittul, he's over Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. So according to Rashi, it's not so much different than what Tosfos said, the way that the Bar Tanura is learning. In other words, Rashi agrees that there's a takana midrabanan here. The reason for the takana midrabanan is we're afraid that someone's going to want to eat it. So what? So Tosfos says he'll end up eating it, he'll be over on the issur of eating it. Rashi says you don't have to come on to that, he'll be over on Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh, because the moment he wants to eat it, he was nimlach on his bittul. He was choizer from his bittul. He undid his bittul. Now there's no bittul here anymore. What happens if a person has chametz without bittul? Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. So according to Rashi, the takana of bedikas chametz is because of we're worried about Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. And it's very much tied into your bittul. Your bittul would take care of Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh unless you're chayzer from your bittul. Bedika, it guarantees us that we're not going to be chayzer from the bittul. So the bedika goes together with the bittul, and they're both us, Baal Yirah Baal Yumatzeh. This is the pshat of the Bar Tanura. Tosfos says, No, we're not thinking about the bittel. The bittel's fine. Leave the bittel. You got a different problem. You might end up actually eating it. Until you eat it, we got nothing to worry about. You didn't put it in your mouth. You did your bittel. So Tosis doesn't seem to be bothered by the concern that there's going to be a chazorah from the bittel. That's the pshat the Bar Tanura says in Rashi. What's the yisoid hamachloikes between Tosis and the Bar Tanura? Tosis and the Rashi. Rashi says the takana we have here is because we're afraid he's going to want to eat it, and the moment he wants to eat it, then his bittel is already evaporated. He's choizer from his bittel. Tosis says, no, until he puts it in his mouth, he got nothing to worry about. If he eats it, then we have a chashash. So the takana is because we're afraid he's actually going to eat it. Perhaps the machloikis is as follows. The Bar Tanura is introducing here in Rashi a new concept. There's such a thing as being choizer on a bittel. In general, when a person does something, we'll call it a kinyan for this moment. A person does a kinyan. You can't be choizer from a kinyan. A person sells something, and then he regrets the sale. It's too late. I mean, you have toich kedei dibor, which is like a few seconds, but after that, you can't be choizer. A person does a kiddushin, he does a gerushin, he does a mechira, he does any type of kinyan that you do. The moment you did your kinyan, it's locked in place. Now, if a person is mekadesh and isha and he regrets it, there is an avenue that's called gerushin, but that's not undoing the kedushin. That's a new chalois. That's a new kinyan. So therefore, isha koines atzma beget. She can be koin herself back. We don't. It's no such thing as annulling a kedushin. You can't annul a chalois. A person did a kinyan. He did a kinyan. So therefore, Taisa says, what does that mean? He's going to be chayzer from his bittel. No such creature. You can't be chayzer. How could you be chayzer? So the Bar Tanura is introducing in Rashi a new idea called something called being chayzer from your bittel. Says the Stipler, couldn't find it, but I have in my notes that the Stipler says the following tliya. And he explains the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is a machlokes lishitasam. In what does bittel mean? What is bittel? In other words, is bittel something that's similar to kinyan, and because it's similar to kinyan, you can't retract? Or is bittel a different thing? Well, the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis has a machloikis there, Rashi and Tosfos. What is a person doing when he's doing bittel? Rashi says, it's learned from a special gzeres akosef, d'chsiv tashbisu v'loi chsiv tevaru, hashbasa delev hi hashbasa. Hashbasa in a person's heart is hashbasa. Tosfos says, bittel is really just another word for hefker. The pasuk says, lo yira l'cha, you can't have your own chametz. If I mafku the chametz, it's not mine anymore. If it's not mine, I'm not over, I'm bali rabbi yamatze. So there is takum achloikes Rashi and Tosfos. How does bittel work? What is the yisoid of bittel? I would like to perhaps define it as follows. According to Rashi, bittel is a din in the gavra. According to Tosfos, bittel is a din in the cheftza. According to Rashi, the hashbos is delayed. The hashbos is in my heart. It's about a feeling. It's an attitude that I have towards my chametz. According to Tosfos, I've changed the status of the chametz. It was mine. It's not mine anymore. That's a din in the cheftza. The cheftza has changed. According to Tosfos, bittel is a kinyan. I'm changing ownership on the object. It was mine. Now that I'm mevatel it, I made it hefker. It's not mine anymore. That's a kinyan. According to Rashi, we're not saying it's not mine. All I'm doing is I'm saying that to me, this is something that's not worth eating. It's ke'afra de'ara. Nothing to do with the ownership. Lich'ura. Says the Stipler, we can understand very gishmak. According to Tosfos, bittel is hefker. You've created a kinyan, a chalois, and a chayfet. You can't retract. There's no such thing as retracting. The chalois happened. The kinyan happened. It's over. I can't change my mind. If you eat it, so now you're going to be over on an avera of eating. It's still chametz, right? Even if you're mafker, you're mavatla, still chametz. I'll be over on an avera. According to Rashi, that all bittel is a hashpasa delev. It's a din in the gavra. It's an attitude that I have towards the chametz. So then, I could be choizer for my bittel. A person could change his mind. And now, he no longer has that approach. The bittel is mitzad the gavra, and the gavra is no longer thinking of the chametz that way. He'll be over by your rabbi matzeh again. And that perhaps is the bira machlekes between Rashi and the Bar Tanura and Tosfos.
What happens if the person does eat it? Is there a gzela like Tosfos? What is he? Is it
not over gzela, but it doesn't belong to anyone. Not over gzela.
Why can't he be kainet? He can be kainet.
He can be kainet if he wants to.
That's a new. That's a gerish.
That'll be a new kinyan, yeah. If he wants to, pashtus person doesn't want to be kainet.
Picking up and eating it, he's
crazy. So I'm not sure about that. I was wondering that maybe Lamaisi doesn't really want to eat it. I'm not sure. I'll call upon him. Oh, so that's what Polanski is asking. It's a good kasha. So I was wondering over here is how much, if this person really has das to be kind of the chametz or not.
Really,
so I'm not sure.
You want to eat it. I'm really picking it up because you want to eat it.
That's true, but you're being kainet again. So why do you have to wait until eating it? Why don't you just say just the picking up is already over on Bal Yerol Bayimatze? That's his question. It's an interesting question. We were discussing it this morning whether or not he really has das to be kainet the chametz, because be'etzem it's his chi of karas. He doesn't really want to do this. He already was mevatel. He's succumbing to temptation. If you ask him, do you want this? He's going to say no. Elamai can't control himself. Does he have das to be kainet? That I'm not sure. He ate it, so he's going to be chayiv. Shekainene, but I'm not sure if that's going to have das because it's a good question. Take a look at the stipler. That's why I want to look up the stipler, but I couldn't see it.
He thinks for a second he's going to eat it. It's already not dust. But he wasn't kind of. He didn't think to be kind of in a second.
Yeah, the shyness is there is a kilo intrinsic das. I want something. I want it. Is that that's not das? If I pick up something that's hefker and I want to eat it and I pick it up, am I kind of it?
Some say achshavei. No, there is such a concept called achshavei.
That what?
That means I take a consider it like offer.
Right.
But if I take it and I put it in my mouth, I'm machshav it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. In a chanami, the shaila is: are you kainet though? Are you kainet? Right now, is that enough to make a kinyan over here? The fact that I'm being machshav it, or is it not a kinyan until I actually eat it? That's what I wasn't sure. Yesh lachkor.
When Rashi owns it.
It's not hefker.
Yeah.
Because that's a special gzeres hakosif of hashpasa delev. It's Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. It's an interesting shaila. That's why I want to look up the stipend to see exactly how he deals with this. But it's not on the shelf. Akoponim, there's another pshat here in Rashi. The Ran says a similar yet different pshat in Rashi. Again, Rashi seems to say that you're doing the bdikah, by you or by your motze. Toys asked the question, but I already did bittul. So what do we need to do bdikah for? Says the Ran, yeah, but we're worried that maybe he wasn't boydek, he wasn't mevatel, I'm sorry, belev shalim. Maybe when he did the bittul, he didn't really mean it so much. And because he didn't mean it, therefore, we wanted to do a bdikah just in case. That bittul wasn't done properly. Again, Rashi, the Ran is saying in Rashi that we're worried about your bittul, and therefore we want a bedika. The Bar Tanura said we're worried about your bedika because we're worried you'll find the gluska yafeh, and then you'll end up being over by your Rabbi Matzeh. The Ran has another idea, a different idea. The Ran says maybe he didn't mean his bedika. Okay. So I want to understand in the Ran, because we started off saying that when you're dealing with a chalois, for example, you can't be choizer from a chalois. That's why Tosfos didn't say the Bar Tanura's pshat, because he understands bittul as a chalois. However, when you're coming to the Ran, does the Ran understand that bittul is a chalois or not? So it's interesting, because the Ran doesn't say the Bar Tanura's pshat. The Bar Tanura's pshat was, maybe he's going to be chayzer from his bittel. He doesn't say that. He says a different pshat. Maybe he never really meant it. Perhaps we would say, well, so the Ran holds, you can't be chayzer from your bittel. Because maybe bittel is a chalais. Or is a kinyan. But I got a problem. This is where I'm stuck in the middle. We have a concept in general. If a person says something, even if he doesn't mean it, dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. So if a person does a kinyan, For example, if he does, if he wants to buy something, and in his mind he's thinking all different types of conditions. We don't care what he's thinking. Dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. A person's mekadesh an isha, and he's thinking all different types of thoughts. It's irrelevant. Dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. You do a kinyan, we don't look necessarily at what you're thinking, we look at what you do. And that's the way kinyan works. So the Achronim asked the question here on the Ran. What does that mean? He doesn't mean it. If he says bittel, he said it. Dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. Reb Kiva Eger speaks about it. Elamai, the pshat in the Ran is, the Ran holds that bittel's not a kinyan. Bittel's not hefker. If bittel was hefker, you'd be right. 100%. I said hefker, hefker's a kinyan. It's hefker, it's just like a mechira, it's just like a gerish. However, the Ran holds that bittel is hashbasa delev, which means it's something that's happening in my heart. It's a feeling. If I have that feeling, so then I could do the bittel. But it's not a kinyan. It all depends on my heart. The whole yesod of bittel is what's happening in my heart. So you see the Ran holds that it's not a kinyan. And yet the Ran did not say the pshat of the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura's pshat was, he'll be choizer from his bittel. I'd like to suggest that the Ran holds that it's not a kinyan, but it is. What I mean is as follows. The Ran explaining bittel tells us it starts off in a person's heart. What a person is doing is, he has an attitude towards the chametz. But what happens is, it morphs into a chalois. It changes. What happens when it becomes Zman HaIsra, says the Ran, is the chametz becomes hefker and it's not yours. You're not mafkir the chametz. It's not a maisa kinyan, but it's a chalois kinyan. It's not a maisa kinyan. What you're doing is, you're just saying, I don't like this. That's a hargosha, that's a feeling, hashbasa delev. What the Torah does is the Torah takes the chametz out of your rishus, and the Torah makes it not yours. So if you ask the Ran, is bittel chametz, is it a kinyan or not? He would say, it's not a maisa kinyan, but it's a chalois kinyan. So, after the bittel, can a person be choizer from his bittel? No, because bittel created a chalois. What does that mean? After I'm a vatel, it's hefker. It's hefker. The Torah made it hefker. The Torah took it out of your rishus because you were mevatel it. Now, the maisa that a person does when he does bittel, is that something you could say in a dvarm shebalevi and a dvarm like all other kinyanim? No, because it's not a maisa kinyan. Because what a person is doing, he's saying, Hashem, I don't want this. Hashem says, you don't want it? Then I'll take it away from you. You don't have to be mafkir the chametz. I'll remove it from your rishus. So Tosfos understands what you're doing is a very generic, regular maisa hefker. We call it bittel, but it's really a maisa hefker. If that's the case, it's a maisa hefker. Dvarim shalayim enam dvarim. You can just say whatever you want, says Tosfos. If you think whatever you want, if you say that I'm being mafkir and I'm being mavatalit, then it's chal. So we have three shitas here in what bittel is. Rashi's shita, according to Rabbi Tanura, seems to be, it's purely an emotion. It's purely about the din and the gavra. It's purely about the way a person feels his yachas to his chametz. You're choizer from that, so then you're choizer from your bittel, and you're going to be over by your Rabbi Yamatzah. Tosfos holds, it's purely in the cheftza. It's purely about, I'm doing a regular kinyan, just like buying chametz, selling chametz. Bittul chametz is, I'm being mafkir my chametz. I'm mafkir my chametz, it's not mine anymore. There's no such thing as being choizer from your bittul. There's no such questions on your feelings or your sincerity. You said it, you did it. And the Ran is in the middle. The Ran holds that the maisa that I'm doing is, what I'm doing is, I'm just saying, I don't want the chametz. The result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then takes the chametz out of my rishus. Now the chametz is hefker. So now there is a kinyan that's happening in the chametz, or a chalois happening in the chametz. But if you done the maisa, you could question the validity of the maisa because it's not a maisa kinyan. Therefore, if he doesn't have the right machshavas, it's not going to be chal. But you can't be choira, the Ran would hold, you can't be choizer from your bittel because it became hefker. It's too late. It's too late. Because the mice already made a chalois.
It's a regish.
But it doesn't make a difference. Because once I had that regish, it became not mine. Now it's not mine anymore. It's not mine. You know, once the chalois is in place, It's not mine anymore. According to the Pshat of the Bar Tanura, every second I have to have that feeling because it's still my chometz. It's just that I'm not shtelling tzu to the chometz. I'm not over. According to the Ran, the moment it takes my it leaves my rishus, it's done. L'chura. Okay. Boy, according to the Pshatim we're saying over here in Rashi, we're coming out that Rashi holds that the din of the bdikas chametz is because we have a chshash, we're worried about your bittul. The Maisa, Rashi doesn't really ever like say that like explicitly. Rashi says boikin shalom laver alav v'bal yirav bal yomatze. That's all Rashi says. It sounds like Rashi's saying that the bittul is actively getting rid of bal yirav bal yomatze. Comes along the Achronim, Chsam Sofer, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and they say an extra daher in Rashi. Listen to this beautiful pshat in Rashi. What's the pshat that a person has to do bittul? It could be that we'll just say, look, Chacham say, we're worried you're going to be chayzer from your bittul. Says the Chsam Sofer, it's more than that. Loshen the Chsam Sofer, afilu ikvar bittul mikol mokoyim, Havi asay v'lois asay midirabonon. Even if you're mevatel already, there's still an asay of tashmisu and a lois asay of bali ra bali motze midirabonon. What does that mean? I already did bittul. So how can there be a lois asay bali ra bali motze? Explains the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Kimon shegozru chachomim she'ein bitul moil klum, harei chomet ze ki'ilu loy nisbatel. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the pshat in the takana midrabanan is, we look at it as if the chomet is still here, even though there is bitul. We ignore the bitul. It's ki'ilu loy nisbatel. So therefore, you're over la bebal yirav, midivrei soifrim. You're over on bal yirav by matzim, midrabanan. So if I did bittul already, I have to do bdika right now because there's a bal yirav bal yomatzeh. That's what the chachamim were masaking. Now we're worried about me being over bal yirav bal yomatzeh. Because we saw a flaw in your bittul, we said bittul won't work midrabanan. Sorry, we can't accept the bittul midrabanan. What does that mean? That means that you have chametz here, but I did bittul. But midrabanan, we don't accept the bittul. This is pshat in Rashi. It's a total different pshat than Toisus. Toisus is saying, you did bittul, your bittul is great, wonderful. No more bal yirav bal yomatze. What do we have? Something totally different that you have over here, which is shema yavoy lo eichla. According to the way the Achronim are learning in Rashi, the Chsam Sofer and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, no. The pshat is that it's not just that the bittul is here to assist, the bdik is here to assist the bittul. It's not just that you're, that's also to help the bayir of Yomatzeh. We don't accept the bittul midirabanan. It says if you still have chometz, you're going to be over bayir of Yomatzeh midirabanan.
What's the din to say that in Rashi?
Because
Rashi
says boikin shlo yavlo by Rabbi Yomatzeh. It sounds like the bedika is actively coming to address by Rabbi Yomatzeh. It's not just because we have other chashoy midrabanan. The pshat is that the rabbanan said without bedika you're over by Rabbi Yomatzeh midrabanan.
According to Rashi, if you just did bittul and not bedika, and then you find you burn it right away, you're gonna be over by Rabbi Yomatzeh.
If you burn it right away, it could be you won't be over. You have to mash it.
Why is the bittul
no
good?
What?
So why is it just bittul not good? You burn right away.
You'll be over midrabanan. You won't be over midiraisa. You'll be over midrabanan. According to Rashi, let's just get it clear. Tell me if I'm saying it right. According to Rashi, if you did bittul and you didn't do bedika, you're over by Rabbi Yomatzeh right now, already. Midrabanan. Even if when you find it, you burn it. Midrabanan. You're over on by Rabbi Yomatzeh. According to Tosfos, for sure not. There's no by Rabbi Yomatzeh.
Why did the rabban do such thing?
Yeah, but they're not explaining it.
That's the Chachamim see something wrong with the bittul. So what's the pshat? You have to do bdika. Why do I have to do bdika? Because so the Chachamim we're creating that there now is a mechayiv on the bittul, on the bdika. How are they mechayiv the bdika? They're saying the bittul wasn't good enough. That's the way they're doing it. What do you mean one? It could be only one of them. Yeah, don't be something, right? Yeah.
Now, just tell you, according to this, does Rashi have to argue on Taisa Shemayot Alachloi, or that's the Siba, but the Gether was, don't be Saimich on the Bittel? Whatever the reason.
No, we'll see clearly that Rashi argues on Taisa, Lechoira, Lechura. Rashi was on Taisus Lechura, I think. I'm not sure how to say. No. Yeah, but let's.
Okay.
I got a little bit more to do over here. Rabbi say there's one last shot in Rashi, which is very interesting, and I want to bring out where I think that there's the differences between the pshatim. Toiz Rabbeinu Peretz brings Rabbeinu Yechiel, says a pshat in Rashi, and he says the following thing. He says, really, we have no real chshashos on the bittel. The bittel's fine. It would be fine. Our only problem is we're afraid you might forget to do your bittel. It's not that the bittel is really... It's not that we're afraid you're going to be chayzer from the bittel. It's not we're afraid that you're going to... That you didn't mean your bittel. But bittel is something that's so insignificant that we're afraid you're just going to forget about it. So therefore, we have to attach it to something more significant. If you have to do bedikah, so then for sure you'll end up doing your bittel. Your bittel kind of like will go along with your bedikah. Bedikah is a whole taram. It's like, take time. It's going to, because it's going to take up so much space, you're not going to forget to do bedikah. A person can forget to do bittel, won't forget to do bedikah. Says Rabbeinu Chiel, that's the whole reason why we do bedikah, which is very interesting. Because, if you need a reminder, maybe, you know, I would think of there's other ways to make reminders, right? To tell him that he has to wear an alarm. Tell him, I don't know, he has to do bedikah in order that he should remember to do bittel.
You're going to make a bracha on a reminder?
It's very interesting. Very interesting. It's just a reminder. What's going on to Rabbeinu Yechiel over here? So I think that perhaps Rabbeinu Yechiel is different than what we saw from the Ran and the Bar Tanura. And his understanding of what's happening is perhaps different also, as follows. Of course, Rabbeinu Yechiel understands that when you do bedika, you're doing bedika in order that you shouldn't be over by Rabbi Yematzeh. Because your bedika comes before your bittel. Ein hachanami. If you would do bittel first, you did your bittel already, there's no point in doing bedika anymore. What's the point in doing bedika now? There's no inyan in bedika. If you would do first the bedika, which is the way we're noyig. We do first bedika, after the bedika we do bittel. So what the Chacham told us to do is, the way to get rid of your chametz is through bedika, and afterwards you can do a bittel. That's the choira how Rabbeinu Yechiel is learning. Therefore we make a bracha on the bedika. The bedika is, after all, getting rid of our chametz, but only if the bedika comes first.
Did you get rid of
Bayer Rabbi
Amatzeh, the bedika? If you don't do
bittel,
if you just stop there and don't do the
bittel. So that might be a machlokes rishonim. If you would just do that, lemaisa a boydik tzorach sheyivatel at least midrabbanon, maybe midiraisa. It's a little complicated. It's mashma for Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Rabbeinu Peretz, other rishonim not like that. That you need to do bittel also. Yes, very well. Okay, Rabbi says, so I want to see kum as follows. Okay, we have over here numerous different shitas. We have Toysis' Shita, where Toysis says it seems to be this is all about Shemi Avelachla. Your bittel took care of your Bali Rabbi Yematzeh. You're done. So why do we have to do bedika? Because we're afraid you're going to eat it. It's that simple. The Ran and the Bar Tanura says no. We see a flaw in your bittel, and therefore we want the bedika to cover up for your flaw in your bittel to take care of the problem by Rabbi Yematzeh. And Rabbeinu Yechiel says there's no flaw in the bittel. It's just we're afraid you're not going to do it. So therefore we want you to do bedika. And then you'll follow with the bittel after the bedika. These are the different shitas. So we'll go as follows. What happens if a person doesn't do bedika or bittel the entire Pesach? It's after Pesach. Now what? After Pesach. Says Tosfos, Adaf Yud, you have to do bedika. Because what was the whole reason for the bedika, says Tosfos? Why? You should eat it after Pesach. If it's chametz, sha'avar alav al Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. You have a bedika. Tosfos says, Rashi doesn't hold that way. According to Rashi, there won't be a din bedika after Pesach. Why not? Because according to Rashi, why did we do bedika? Bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. After Pesach, there's no more bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. So that's our first nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. But now I have what I think is another nafkamina. What happens if he did bittel? And he didn't do bedika, but he did bittel. He didn't do bedika. What does he do now? On Pesach, after Pesach, a person did bittel. So the choyer as follows. According to Tosfos, if he did bittel, so then on Pesach, he did bittel, but he didn't do bedika. According to Tosfos, he did bittel. He didn't do bedika. On Pesach, you have to do bedika with a bracha. After Pesach, there's no bedika. Why is there no bedika? Why is there no bedika? What? It's not Chavos Shalom Pesach. Why not? Because he did bittel. Bittel was good. According to Tosfos, his bittel was fine. So therefore, on Pesach, why does he have to still do bedika? Even if you did bittel, you can't eat chametz on Pesach, even if you mevatel it. But after Pesach, if I did my bittel already, there's no reason for bedika bechlal, according to Tosfos. So on Pesach, you'll make bedika with a bracha. After Pesach, you won't make bedika at all. According to the Ran and the Ravid, that said, the whole yisoid of bedikah is because we're worried about there's a flaw in your bal yirah bal yimatzeh. If he did bittel and he didn't do bedikah, so on Pesach, what would you say? On Pesach, l'chayra, you should have to do bedikah with a bracha, because we said that the din, according to the Ran and the Bar Tanura, is that there's Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh over here. He didn't do bedikah. He didn't do bittel. He didn't do bedikah yet. He did bittel. He's got chametz in his house. So the Chori has to make a bracha on Pesach. After Pesach, the Chori shouldn't be a bracha. Shouldn't be a bracha. What?
Maybe it wasn't mevatel good.
Because if the bittel wasn't good,
and then it's chametz
shalav al Pesach, and therefore he has what he. But it's not a bracha because this is not the bedika of. It's not the bedika of the Torah. But he still has to do bedika. So after Pesach, the choyra. Hold on a second. Let me just. After Pesach, the choyra. He should have to do a bedika because this might be chametz shalav. It's chametz shalav al Pesach midirabbanan. There's such a whatever that bears exactly, and but he doesn't make a bracha because it's not bal yirah bal yimatzeh anymore. Yes, Rabino. No. But again, this is what we said. The Geder, according to what we said from the Chassam Sofer and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is that the Chachamim considered it as if you did not do that. You have Bayu Abayim Atzim Midrabanan. The Bittel, we're not Machshav the Bittel Midrabanan. So Midrabanan, you had Chametz on Pesach. So this Chametz after Pesach is still now is no Bayu Abayim Atzim after Pesach, but you have Chametz Shalav on Pesach according to Rashi. It's not chametz shalav Pesach. You did bittel. The bittel was good according to Tosfos. Yeah, you were mevatel it. You're going to eat it. You can't eat chametz. It's still chametz on Pesach. So if you eat it, it's going to be a problem. But after Pesach, and according to the Chayr, according to the Pshat of Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Rabbeinu Yechiel said that be'etzem there's nothing wrong with your bittel. None of us, we just want you to do bedika, and that's the way to get rid of it. So if a person did bittel before Pesach, and just didn't do bedika, l'chayra, on Pesach, he doesn't make a bracha, because he already got rid of his bal yirah bal yimatzeh, and after Pesach, he doesn't make a bedika, because there was nothing, according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, there was nothing wrong with his bittel. His bittel was great.
Why not? He wouldn't make a bedika.
He doesn't want to eat it. There'll be no bracha. There won't be a bracha. Because it seems clear that even according to those that hold that that's not the takanas chachamim, but avada, we don't want chametz around. In other words, this is the pshat and the psak of the Taz. The Taz comes along and says the Taz. that if a person does bedikah on Pesach, he has to make a bracha. After Pesach, no bracha. Why is there no bracha after Pesach? L'chayre, because there's no more Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh anymore. Says the Taz, same thing if he does bittul already. There's no more Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. So l'chayre, what the Taz is saying is that there's a concept of doing a bedikah just to get rid of chametz. But that's not going to have a bracha. That's not the takonas rechomet. There's one thing which is the takonas rechom, which is bedika to get rid of bal yirah bal yimatzeh. There's something else is we can't have chomets lying around. So therefore, it comes out lechoira. We said was the following thing. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. It appears as to why we're doing bedika. Tosfos says we're doing bedika in order to take care of the problem of shema yovel lo'ichle. Rashi says the reason is because we're afraid that, according to the Bartanura, that he's going to be choizer from his bittel. We said the machlokes is whether or not bittel is a chalois or not a chalois. According to Tosfos, it's a chalois, it can't be choizer from it. So there's no problem of him, you know, retracting his bittel. According to the Bartanura, apparently it's not a chalois, it's in the gavra. We said it might be talking about machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on daf dalet. Is bittel hashpasa delev or is bittel hefker? The Ran might be a middle opinion where the Ran says a maisa kinyan it's not, but the chalois is a chalois kinyan. What I'm doing is hashpasa delev. Hashem then makes it hefker. So therefore, there could be a flaw in my maisa kinyan. It's dvarim shevelevi and I'm dvarim. It's not. We don't say it's that the klal dvarim shevelevi and dvarim because he has to mean it because it's not a maisa kinyan. However, once it happens, he can't retract from it. Those are all those pshatim. Rabbi Nechiel seems to say something totally different. There's nothing wrong with your bittel. We're not worried about your bittel. We just don't know that you're going to do the bittel. So therefore, we want to attach it with a bedikah. We explain that means that the chacham were telling us that you should try to take care of your bal yirah bal yimatzeh through doing bedikah, and therefore the bedikah has to come first. But once you do the bittel, there's no point in doing bedikah anymore. At least not to mekayim the din d'oraisa. It's not going to be a bracha on that. That's going to be the nafkamin is between all these pshatim of if a person doesn't do the bittel and bedikah properly. If he does no bedikah or bittel, so according to Tosfos, you're still going to do your bedika after Pesach because we're worried Shema Yavoi La'achla. However, according to the other Rishonim, it's not going to be, at least not the din, the regular din of bedika because no Bayi Rabbi Yimatzeh after Pesach. Maybe you'll have to clean it up without a bracha just because we don't want to have Chomet Shalom Pesach around, but there's not going to be a bracha. But what happens if he does bedika and he doesn't do bittel? There we have a Machlokes Rishonim. If he did bedika and didn't do bittel, what would come out is, according to Tosfos, after Pesach, you won't do bedikah because you did bittel. Bittel took care of the problem of the chametz. There's no chametz shalom about Pesach anymore. So why in the world should you do bedikah now? According to the Ran and the Bartanura, so you, the chayra, you would still, there would still be a din of getting rid of the chametz because it might be chametz shalom about Pesach midrabana. But there's not going to be a bracha. And according to Rabbeinu Yechiel, if you did bittel, so then there's no reason at all that he should do bedikah afterwards because there's no chashash on the chametz at all.